Now notice verse 4. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even under the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Now, in our notes that we are sending out on Joshua, I have in that a map, and it shows you the land that they did possess. But it doesn't show you all of it. It merely shows you the position of each tribe, the 12 tribes in that land. And none of them ever penetrated beyond their limited borders. In other words, God gave to them 300,000 square miles. And the best they ever did was 30,000 square miles. They didn't do very well, did they? About a tenth of what God had promised to them. And today that's just about what most of us as believers get as our spiritual possession. Now he says here to Joshua, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I'll not fail thee nor forsake thee. Now this man, this average man Joshua, he needed actually to be encouraged. And God encourages him here in a most wonderful way, you see. He tells him here that this is to be your portion. I won't desert you, God says. Just as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Now, twice here he says to him, be strong and of a good courage, for under this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. That notice, be strong and of a good courage. Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Well, may I say again, God encourages him. Now notice there's something new that is introduced here that's very important for us to see. All important, by the way. Notice he says now, this book of the law. You remember God appeared to Moses and he led him that way. See, there was no written scripture until Moses. Now they are not to be led by dreams or appearances. They're to be led by the Word of God primarily. This book of the law, number one, shall not depart out of thy mouth. Number two, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And third, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now God had given them all they needed to know to enter the land. Therefore, they are not to depart from the written word. They'll meditate in it, and they are to observe to do it. These are the three things. Now again, he says to them, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So this man is to take the word of God in one hand and a sword in the other, by the way. And he is to move out by faith and be strong and courageous.